us, let us begin our service on this, the eighth Sunday after Pentecost. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from generation to generation. Amen. Trusting in the mercy of God, let us confess our sin. Reconciling God, we confess that we do not trust your abundance, and we deny your presence in our lives. We place our hope in ourselves and rely on our own efforts. We fail to believe that you provide enough for all. We abuse your good creation for our own benefit. We fear difference and do not welcome others as you have welcomed us. We sin in thought, word, and deed. By your grace, forgive us. Through your love, renew us. And in your spirit, lead us, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. Amen. Beloved of God, by the radical abundance of divine mercy, we have peace with God through Christ Jesus, through whom we have obtained grace upon grace. Our sins are forgiven. Let us live now in hope, for hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. En el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amen. Our opening hymn is God of Grace and God of Glory. La gracia de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, el amor de Dios, the love of God, y la comunión del Espíritu Santo sean con todos ustedes, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you, y también contigo. And now let us pray together. Beloved and sovereign God, through the death and resurrection of your Son, you bring us into your kingdom of justice and mercy. By your Spirit, give us your wisdom, that we may treasure the life that comes from Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our first reading is from the book of Romans. The Spirit helps us in our weakness, For we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for a good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. It's now time for our children's sermon. So parents or kids, if you can unmute yourselves and welcome one another. I hope you're all doing well this morning. I brought a little something. Now it's hard to see, especially with the glare, with the nice sunshine coming in. But what I have here are yellow mustard seeds.
Oh,
I'm gonna take one out, or maybe a few because they're tiny. Because today, Jesus talks about mustard seeds. Now, it's so small that it's in between my thumb and my finger that you can't even see it, but it's there. It's this tiny, tiny little seed, okay? So Jesus talks about the kingdom of heaven. We say, well, heaven isn't here. Heaven is up there in the sky. But really, when Jesus is talking about the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God, as we're about to hear, he's also talking about when God is here with us. So Jesus says that the kingdom of God, or we can say God, is like this tiny mustard seed that you can't even see. It's so small. You see, there are probably hundreds in this little container. God is like this little mustard seed. It's the smallest of all the seeds. But when it has grown, look what happens. It is the greatest of shrubs. See, there's a person there. Maybe it's even a kid standing there by this shrub. This tiny mustard seed is turned into that big shrub. And you know what? Birds will come and rest in its branches. I hear someone. Hi. So we think that God can only do small things but in our lives, but really great things happen. It's this tiny little seed that turns into a shrub or a bush, maybe, as you're used to hearing it, that even the birds can come and rest in its branches. So that means you, as the children of God, can do great things. Even though you're little, even though you may not know everything, Jesus comes to you and tells you that you can love others. And that little bit of love, just like this tiny little mustard seed, will grow and change people because they will feel God's love. So remember that us little people can do great things. things because of God who is with us and showing us how to love. May we remember that. May we be like this tiny little mustard seed that grows into a shrub, where even birds may rest in its branches. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for this day.
Thank you for the mustard
seed that grows into an amazing shrub. That is how you are in our lives. Be with us and bless us so we may be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus put before the crowds another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out his treasure from what is old. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from God, our Creator, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. Now, it's never really a good idea to argue with Jesus, but I am going to suggest that perhaps the mustard is not the greatest of all shrubs. Sure, it can get pretty big, as evidenced by the picture I showed the children, but it's actually an insidious weed. Insidious meaning it gets everywhere and in everything. Any of you gardeners out there try to put mint in your garden? If so, you know what happens, right? It gets everywhere. It overpowers, it overtakes things, and all you have is mint and can't find what else. Or I was just visiting a friend and seeing her garden. She had planted cantaloupe, and that became like an insidious weed getting into everything, taking over. That is what a mustard seed is like. So this tiny little seed, whoops, it's so tiny I just dropped it on my laptop, but I've been holding it in my fingers because I want to remember that this tiny little mustard seed, this is what the kingdom of God is like. This tiny little mustard seed that grows to become an insidious weed in everything, overpowering everything, taking control of our lives and the world. So it's almost as if Jesus is saying, as long as there are weeds on the earth, my kingdom will keep growing and seeping into the cracks of the world. And it will keep getting into places where it shouldn't be and disrupting the way things are. And it will keep growing, even though at times it seems small and insignificant, and perhaps even bothersome. My kingdom is a weed, Jesus says, and it will grow where it will and how it will. So what we are hearing, in a sense, is the kingdom of heaven is like a weed that will not give up, a weed that will seep into the crevices of our life and the world. It won't be the biggest or strongest force in the world, which is frustrating, right, when we keep watching our brothers and sisters being hurt. But the kingdom of God here on earth isn't like a big, powerful redwood tree, you know, those huge trees with roots that go for miles. It isn't like a redwood tree that others admire. Instead, it is an insidious shrub that people can't get rid of. It transforms the landscape because it just keeps living and growing. And as followers of Jesus, as part of the mustard seed revolution, we don't compete against the powers of the world with force or violence, but by persistence and acts of love. So what does this persistent, joyfully unruly kingdom look like when it breaks in? Someone said, the kingdom of heaven is like tearing apart your entire house looking for your keys while you're running late for work, only to realize they were in your pocket all along. And this week, I've heard countless stories of the kingdom of heaven breaking into this world. The woman who still does not know when she will be able to get into her place, who has faced trial upon trial, but still knows that God is with her. The woman who got out of a bad relationship and who knows that God is helping her move forward. The man who has gotten not one job offer, but two, after awaiting months and months with no prospects. The hospice chaplain who's given comfort to a woman with dementia now on hospice by reciting the Lord's Prayer and having her join in. Perhaps you've heard of the bunches and bunches of sunflowers that were sold by the Mint Leaf to help raise funds for a little boy with terminal brain cancer here in our community. The kingdom of God keeps breaking in. Or the story in South Carolina of an Amazon worker that sent flowers along with a man's package once he found out that he was with cancer and in treatment. Or Senator Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's speech that spoke out against violence toward women. Or the legacy of John Lewis and his inability to remain quiet on matters of race and injustice. The kingdom of heaven keeps breaking into our lives and into the world, whether or not we can see it, whether or not we can feel it. It's insidious. It doesn't give up on us. So hear this poem from St. Teresa of Lisieux and let it push you forward to see the kingdom of heaven in your midst. May today there be peace within. May you trust that you are exactly where you are meant to be. May you not forget the infinite possibilities that are born of faith in yourself and others. May you use the gifts that you have received and pass on the love that has been given to you. May you be content with yourself just the way you are. Let this knowledge settle into your bones and allow your soul the freedom to sing, dance, praise, and love. It is there for each and every one of us. For the kingdom of heaven is like this tiny mustard seed. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. We are the kingdom of God. Thanks be to God. Gracias al Señor. Amen. Our hymn of the day this morning is Seek Ye First. And unfortunately, we do not have the copyright license available to show this on our PowerPoint presentation this morning. So you'll just have to listen to me sing and Dolores play the organ. And if you know the tune, hum along, listen to the words, how we seek the kingdom of God. We now offer up our prayers to God. There will be a time during the prayers that you may unmute yourselves and offer up your prayers for all to hear. Confident of your care and helped by the Holy Spirit, we pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Merciful God, your reign is revealed to us in common things. A mustard shrub, a woman baking bread, a fishing net. Help your church witness to the surprising yet common ways you encounter us in daily life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. When your word is opened, it gives light and understanding. Increase our understanding and awe of your creation. Guide the work of scientists and researchers. Treasuring the earth, may we live as grateful and healing caretakers of our home. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As the birds of the air nest in branches, gather the nations of the world into the welcoming shade of your merciful reign. Direct leaders of nations to build trust with each other and walk in the way of peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of healing, you care for all who are sick or suffering. Bring relief to all afflicted with the coronavirus and all those isolated or alone. Strengthen caregivers, health workers, and all whose work ensures the safety and well-being of others. Console, heal, and nourish all in need this day, especially those we name before you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You show steadfast love and direct us to ask of you what we need. Help this congregation ask boldly for what is most needed. Refresh us with new dreams of being your people in this place and time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For what else shall we pray? At this time, you can unmute yourselves and offer up your prayers to God.
For my mother who's in the hospital, she broke a bone in her neck.
For my friend Claire who's being rushed to the hospital at this time.
For my husband, Don.
For my sister-in-law, Connie, who's in the hospital.
For all expectant mothers.
For the peaceful protesters still trying to hold these important issues before us.
For all those in nursing homes who are lonely and haven't seen their loved ones for months.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In you, our lives are never lost. Strengthen us by the inspiring witness of your people in all times and places. Embolden our witness now and one day gather us with all your saints in light. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In the certain hope that nothing can separate us from your love, we offer these prayers to you through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. At this time, our offering will take place. Please know that your donations help to make us continue to be disciples of Christ within our community and beyond. Our to-go community meals and worship services such as these would not be possible without your help. Thank you for being the body of Christ together. Amen. And now together let us pray. Merciful God, our ordinary gifts seem small for such a celebration, but you make of them an abundance, just as you do with our lives. Give us strength for service in your name, through the hope of the risen Christ. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our sending hymn is Sent Forth by God's Blessing. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing, so that we may be disciples of Christ within our community and beyond, through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now may the God of all grace bless us now and forever. En el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amen. Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God. Gracias al Señor. God bless you this week. And don't forget to join us next week to celebrate the ninth Sunday after Pentecost. Same place here on Zoom, same ID, and same time. Go in peace and love.